We are the Morning Jam.
7:37 on the Morning Jam. We're privileged to have one of our listeners calling in and has a story. Miss Janet?
Yes. I've been talking with Teresa for a while, kind of following her story. COVID is such a terrible thing.
It really
we
is.
Know so many people who have been impacted by it. At this point, like, we're the last one standing in our family, it seems like. But not only do you have the COVID, but you have the residuals of COVID. And there is a rare autoimmune disorder that we're seeing more of. I don't know how people pronounce it. We looked it up online. They pronounced it Guillain-Barré syndrome.
Right.
But Teresa is one of our listeners who not only suffered COVID, but she suffered with this autoimmune disorder as well. Teresa, welcome this morning. We're glad to have you on the program this morning, and glad that you are recovering. Actually, Teresa, you're recovering faster than many people have. For as
Very
sick
fast.
As you were,
yes.
You know, we have more. Now we've got some celebrities coming out saying that they're suffering with this as well. There was a story over the weekend about a, she's an adult film actress, but but she's still drawing attention to this really terrible autoimmune disorder that is being triggered. Sometimes it's triggered by even the vaccine. Sometimes it's triggered by the virus itself.
Right. It can actually be triggered by a bacterial or a viral infection, vaccines, even undercooked poultry. You can get a stomach bug and get this. There's kids that have gotten it when they've gotten a stomach bug or like the stomach flu. It's extremely scary because you've no idea what's going on
sure.
when it first happens.
There's no known cure for it. I mean, the best you can hope is to treat the symptoms.
Mm. Right. To stop it in its tracks. If you can stop it, You don't necessarily get rid of it, but you stop it and you treat it. There's two ways to treat it. One is immunoglobulin therapy, or IGIV, which is what I had. And the other one is plasma exchange, which is a bigger deal, where they take all the plasma out of your system and they clean the antibodies out and they replace it with the good stuff.
Wow.
I had the IVIG, which was 5 treatments, came in a glass bottle, and I would take it as an IV every night. But I probably had the first symptoms the first week of COVID and didn't know that that's what it was. And my doctor told me that because the doctor had put me on steroids for my cough was so bad when I had COVID. And to keep me out of the hospital, the steroids actually slowed it down. And so then when I got off of those steroids and I went back to work after COVID, a week later, bam, it just hit me, and everything started falling apart at one time.
And that's why we want to do this. Yeah,
I couldn't walk.
Right,
I couldn't swallow. If I laid down, my saliva would like lay in my esophagus, and I walked like I was on Jell-O with my feet knocking together, and then I couldn't walk at all.
Wow.
My skin felt like it was separated from my body, even though my skin was numb, but it felt separated from my body. I had 3 legal-sized papers full of symptoms when I got to the hospital. And then I laid in the hospital knowing what I had. I knew what I had. I Googled it, you know, because everybody Googles their medicine.
Right.
Everybody Googles their symptoms.
Sure.
But I kept trying to figure out what the heck was wrong with me because I knew I had COVID pneumonia, but everything else did not fit with that.
Mm-hmm.
And so it came up, Guillain-Barré, but it said, when I looked it up, that only 20,000 people in the United States get it every year. And I thought, well, this is insane that I would get something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But when I went in the emergency room in Bedford, the doctors there were convinced that, yes, I had it. They were having trouble getting a spinal tap from me because I've had back surgery.
Mm-hmm.
So they were having trouble getting the fluid out. After 3 spinal taps, I was transferred to Lynchburg General and spent the next 9 days there. But after 3 spinal taps, they got the fluid out. And they measure your protein levels in your spinal fluid, which should be 15 to 60 milligrams per deciliter. Mine was 148.
Wow.
Yeah. So on Thursday evening, after I had been in the hospital since Sunday, they started the IVIG. But they have to start it very quickly because the longer you wait, the more damage is done that could be permanent. And you don't know how much permanent damage you have until you've rehabbed as much as you can and you kind of plateau, and then you don't get better anymore, and then you can say, okay, well, this is probably permanent. And I still have a few things going on that may end up being permanent, and they may not.
Right. Well, and that's why we wanted to interview you this morning. We want people to be aware of this, especially in light of the fact that usually this syndrome is because of a respiratory or a digestive tract infection. That's mm-hmm. usually when it's triggered. There are some, in this article that I'm reading, this most recent article, they're saying they are looking at some evidence that may suggest an association between that and the Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
Okay.
They're saying there hasn't been any confirmation of that. This lady that we were talking about, this Jamerson lady, had not received any vaccine. Hers came from
right.
as a post-COVID situation. What we're wanting to make people understand is if you have some of these early signs, because if you had listened to this show and we had had this on beforehand, you may have gone to the hospital a lot sooner.
Right.
If you feel a weakness and a tingling, those were your first symptoms, is that right? And your extremities?
Well, I was weak because I had COVID.
So that, exactly.
You know,
right.
If you're sick, you don't realize that you're that weak.
Mm-hmm.
Some people have tingling and numbness in your feet. I could have lived with numbness, let me tell you. I had the worst nerve pain from my toes to the arch of my foot and both feet and my fingers up to the middle of my hands,
mm-hmm.
the worst nerve pain I've ever had in my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
And which I had already had neuropathy. So I thought it was just COVID fired it up. So if
right.
you already have some issues,
sure.
you just think that that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But then the walking, you know,
sure.
then you're not able to walk.
Right.
I went from being able to, you know, work on the farm, lift 50-pound bags of feed to I can't hold myself up on a stick.
Mm-hmm.
Walking
mm-hmm.
stick.
Right.
So if you know, if somebody has, after having COVID or a vaccine or whatever, you start having tingling or nerve pain in your fingers and your toes,
mm-hmm.
and it's getting worse and it's not going away, and your legs start feeling weak. Like, I couldn't even lift my butt up off the bed. If I was
yeah.
laying in bed, I couldn't roll over in bed. That's when it started getting really bad. If you have trouble walking or standing, and it's not that you're feeling... Your body feels weak. It's not that you're feeling weak from being sick. It's literally that your muscles aren't working.
Just aren't working, right.
Yes, get to the ER. Get to the ER and don't take no for an answer.
Yeah.
Tell them that, you know, this is what's going on and this is what I think I have, because there's so many doctors and nurses that have never dealt with it.
Mm-hmm,
when I went
sure.
to the hospital, the nurses, I met one CNA. She knew about it. She had had a patient one time with it. Nobody else had ever had a patient with Guillain-Barré.
Right.
And, you know, I had two doctors to begin with that I fired. I won't mention their names. That let me lay in the hospital and wouldn't do anything. So we hired two new ones. One was Sydney Early, the neurologist NP, and she saved my life.
Mm.
And then the other one was Dr. Coggins. He's the medical doctor at the hospital. And they both listened to every symptom I had.
Mm-hmm.
They threw tests at me. They did everything that they could possibly do. Also, if if you're scared of getting a spinal tap, because you need to get a spinal tap to find out what your protein levels are, they have a radiology spinal tap. They can send you downstairs in the hospital to radiology, and they can get you on a an X-ray and stuff, and they can find exactly where to put that needle to find that fluid.
Okay.
That's how they had to do to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I finally got my spinal tap. But don't take no for an answer. They may think you're silly, and because at first, you know, I had doctors tell me, you know, this isn't what you have. You have COVID neuropathy, and I can't help you or whatever. But I knew something was terribly wrong with me.
Yeah.
And I knew I was dying, and I would have. I was to the point where I couldn't. My esophagus felt like it was closing up.
Mm.
I thought I had a huge lump in my esophagus, and actually, it was becoming paralyzed.
Sure.
Wow.
So.
Yeah.
You know, if you can't get help, then you end up on a ventilator, and you can or can't survive. I mean,
sure.
You know, there's a support group on Facebook. I'm going to give them a little plug here because they've done wonders for me. It's called Guillain-Barré Syndrome Survivors Network,
mm-hmm.
and there's thousands of people on it. That some of them, these people have had Guillain-Barré for 10 plus years. Mm. Some of them have still have symptoms. Some people haven't walked for years.
Yeah.
So the average is 6 months to a year before you can start really walking again.
Yeah, and that's 60 to 80% able to walk after 6 months. Yeah, you've done a remarkable recovery.
Amen.
Of course, you've done the work
a
too,
lot of
girl.
Prayer.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's right. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning, yeah. Teresa. We appreciate it. We just want our listeners to know that if you experience some of these symptoms, don't delay because
no.
it can happen. And we appreciate you sharing your story with us this morning on the Morning Jam. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, scary stuff.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Golly.
I mean, you got to listen to your gut. We're bad at going, oh, it's nothing. It'll stop. Got to take care of yourself.
The Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb.